This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How will the Day of Judgment impact families and relationships? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, what will family relationships be like on the Day of Judgment? That on that day, a person will see his brother, his mother, his father, his spouse, even his children, and they will run away. Why would you run away? In this dunya, you run towards them. But on that day, man will be concerned that I did not fulfill the right of my child. I did not fulfill the right of my parents, my spouse, my siblings. And therefore, they will run the other way from them. On the day of judgment, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when a family member manages to prove that somebody did not fulfill their right, they will become happy. A child proves to Allah that my mother, my father did not fulfill my right, they will be happy. A parent proves to Allah that my child was disobedient, they will be happy. Why? Because that day will be a day of nafsi, nafsi. After mentioning his narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَلَا أَنْصَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ. On that day, there will be no relationships. Every single relationship will be torn totally and utterly. How will your friends be? You know your friends who got your back in this dunya, who will do anything for you? They say we roll together and we fall together. How will they be on the day of judgment? Allah mentions, Al-akhilla yawma'idhin, ba'dhuhum li-ba'din aduun. Friends, on that day, the day of judgment, each friend will be an enemy of the other. Every friend will be an enemy. Then Allah mentioned the exception, illa al-muttaqeen. Besides those whose friendship was for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, choose your friends wisely. Because the Messenger of Allah said, Al-mar'u ala deeni khalilihi. Man is on the way of his friends. The way your friends are, that's what you are. If you want to see your own character, look at your friends. If your friends are muttaqeen, then they will defend you and they will bail you out on the day of judgment. And if they are not, if they take you towards haram, then those same friends will drag you into the fire of Jahannam. They will want your blood on that day. When people go into Jannah, and people who knew each other, they meet each other, and they will say, oh, mashallah, you made it into Jannah. Mubarak, glad tidings. And they will ask about so-and-so, and they say, yes, I saw so-and-so, and I saw so-and-so. And then they will ask about a particular individual. And they will say, we have not seen that individual. When they say we have not seen that individual, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, قَالَ هَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُطَّلِعُونَ. Do you want to see where that individual is? And then in Jannah, a window will open. فَطَلَعَ فَرَعَاهُ فِي السَّوَائِ الْجَحِيمِ. They will look down into that window and they will see him right in the middle of Jahannam. When they see the state of their friend, they are in Jannah, he's in Jahannam. They will say, قَالَ تَاللَّهِ إِنْ كِتَّ لَتُرْدِينَ. Wallahi, by Allah, you nearly ruined me. وَلَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. And if it wasn't the favor of my Lord upon me, I would have been dragged into Jahannam like you are in Jahannam today. So let's make our friends those who will be of benefit for us in this dunya and the akhirah. Let's fulfill the rights of those who are close to us, because those who are the closest to us in this dunya will be our biggest burdens in the hereafter if we do not fulfill their rights.